Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
I'm not here to chastise you and say you should change your mind. But if you want, if like it's important to you to find a spouse, if it's important you find a boyfriend, then you need to change what you're doing, because obviously what you're doing is not working. But if you're not willing to change, okay, just admit to yourself, I don't want to change how I'm living because I don't want a boyfriend that bad. That's fine. No one here, someone might get mad at you, but we're not going to get mad at you.
I know it hurts. I'm sorry. You came to the right place, you ding-dong. It's called communication, baby.
Welcome to The Crunch, the only podcast hosted by two married men that doesn't hate women. It's your boy, Ethan.
And I'm Patrick, and I don't hate women the most. This episode of The Crunch, a special episode, it's called Dr. Ethan's Dating Corner. Every week we take your dating questions. That's right, your dating questions. You send them in, go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord, go to the Dating Corner channel, submit your question. We take it, we answer it on the podcast. If you have a question you want answered, bit.ly/crunchdiscord. Ethan.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
I'm ready.
What are we doing wrong? This one comes from...
Oh, I thought you meant you and me.
No. We're doing everything right. It's the year of Ethan. It's the road to 200. Mm-hmm. It's the, we're going to make freaking $1 million in 2 years, baby. Mm-hmm. That's the goal.
Yes, sir. So
my best friend and I are single. Not us. We're married. But my best friend and I are single, 21, 22, female. We've both been out of college for a year. So it's over.
Obviously. Yeah.
We're both ready for committed relationships, aiming at marriage, but it's a struggle. We attend TLM, frequent daily mass and adoration. We're normal. We like wear pants, listen to music, exercise. We're both objectively attractive, put effort into looking nice. We have a pretty small community at church, but we live in a bigger and growing area. Our options at church consist of guys we are not attracted to, whether it's physical attraction, personality, maturity, or lifestyle. Between the two of us, we have been asked or pursued by all of the guys we know at the parish. We know these guys pretty well, and we just don't like them. We go to young adult events and have gone to other Catholic churches in the area, too. We also stay after Mass for coffee and donuts and try to look approachable. We aren't interested in moving anywhere, either, because we have a good community at church and we have full-time jobs here. We also don't explore other scenes like bars, because the majority of those crowds are not people we would want to date. There just doesn't seem to be any good men around. What is a girl to do? I picked this one because it locks all of your usual answers out. This girl listens to the podcast.
Thank you for listening. Patrick, I have this problem. I really want some chicken strips. In my room, all I have is some loafers, toothpaste, pillows. I could go to places where they sell chicken strips, but I don't want to do that. I could move to a place. I could change my room. I could ask the hotel downstairs and be like, hey, can you change me to a room with chicken strips? They could say yes. And I could move to the chicken suite where they have chicken strips on a conveyor belt. But I don't want to do that. I could go downstairs to my car and I could drive to the chicken strips restaurant myself. But that's not really that interesting to me. You get my point.
I see what you're saying. I get your point. You obviously don't want this bad enough.
Ladies, here's the thing. Life is about choices, right? It will be impossible for you to have everything in you that you want in your life.
Yes.
It's just not possible. So you have to decide what the important thing to you is. Okay. In your local parish, there's no guys there. Everyone has asked you out. All the guys that you're aware of have been knocked off the list. That's fine. You don't have to give them a second chance. You don't have to do anything. That's fine. But to then say, well, I'm not really going to go to any other communities because I like this community. And yeah. I don't want to really try any like non-church communities because I think that I'm not going to find anyone that I like there. What do you want me to say? Like, it doesn't sound like you really want it that bad. And that's okay. You can just be 21 and not be looking for a spouse.
Like, I like my community. I like my job. I can't find a guy to date. Awesome.
You fine. Have, like, so enjoy being 21.
Yeah.
You know?
Everything that exists in the world in our society
is built for you.
Yes. So you're fine. You're an early 20s woman. You got it made, baby. Mm-hmm. In America in 2024, you're good.
Right.
Enjoy it.
And like you've outlined all of the things that you could do.
The Eras Tour.
Yeah. Go to
therapy. Sorry, Ethan made a meme about therapy and Taylor Swift.
That's I did.
Inside joke, I'm sorry.
You outlined in your question all of the things that you could be doing with your time that you don't want to be doing. And so so just accept that. Like, I'm not here to chastise you and say you should change your mind. But if you want, if like it's important to you to find a spouse, if it's important you find a boyfriend, then you need to change what you're doing. Because obviously what you're doing is not working. But if you're not willing to change, okay, just admit to yourself, I don't want to change how I'm living because I don't want a boyfriend that bad. That's fine. No one here, someone might get mad at you, but we're not going to get mad at you. Just be honest with yourself and think about what you really want. And I'm not going to tell you that you can just have what you want without changing.
Yeah.
You know, like, sorry, I got the hiccups.
All that warm lemonade you've been drinking.
Oh, I've been switching back and forth between the hotel coffee and the warm Chipotle lemonade. It's kind of creating a sort of witch's brew inside of my stomach.
All I need is Eye of Newt and I'm ready to go, baby.
Yeah. I'm about to, it's going to be bubble, toil and trouble inside the bathroom tonight. You know what I mean? I'm going to make that cauldron in there sizzle. Good thing it's just me in the hotel room.
Dude.
Does that sufficiently answer that question? I'm not trying to be mean. I just want you to realize how ridiculous it sounded from my perspective.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I have a question though about the hotel bathroom. Is it a shower tub or is it just a shower?
It's just a shower.
Bro, I was talking to my brother about this. We had the hotel we stayed in, it was shower tub. This is like people talk about what's the distinction between like lower, middle, and upper class. Lower class is shower tub. Mm-hmm. Like the lower class has a shower in a tub.
You mean in the hotel?
Middle class. No. Like
just generally
in their house.
Okay. Yeah.
The middle class has a walk-in shower. It's tiled. It's got the water, the rainfall. It's awesome. It's nice, luxurious.
Yeah.
But the upper class
Yeah.
They have both a shower and a tub separate from one another. That's the key.
Wow.
Having a shower and a tub in your bathroom is high class if those two things are separate structures and the tub has jacuzzis, jets. That's the difference.
Dang. I never thought about the differences between the classes. Yeah.
It's all about how you wash your body, your stinky, stinky pits. Is in a tub that's connected to a shower? Lower class, whatever. Because no one's going to use that tub. No one's going to use a tub that people stand in.
No, goodness.
No, that's gross. I don't want to put my feet on.
When are they going to come out with a vertical tub? I suppose it's just a pool. It's just a swimming pool.
That's a shower. It should be. It's a vertical tub.
No, like I want the water to. I don't want to get in it like this. I want to get in it like this.
I imagine like a pod that opens up and you walk in and the water is there.
No, I want it to fill. I want it to fill up, and I want to be like a bobbing onion in there. I want to be like a little carrot stick inside of the soup that is me.
I want someone to bob me out of the tub.
Yeah,
that's what I want, like a little kid on Halloween.
Mm-hmm. What are the kids doing on Halloween?
My son killed it at the bobbing for apples. My 2-year-old son, I was impressed. Yeah. His little mouth managed to chomp an apple, and he just ate that whole thing. It was impressive.
I think they should have different size vertical tubs for the ages of people that live in your house. So there should be like a 2-foot tall tub that your kid can just walk into and stand like the Tony Stark Iron Man suit being put on and just get cleaned. Because
that's basically how my son takes a bath now because he refuses to sit down.
Pete, we finally got over that hump. Peter's sitting in the tub now. Oh, it's the best. Yeah.
I bet he loves it. It's
fun, dude. Well, now we got to fight
them. He got those little foam letters.
Mm-hmm. We got the numbers.
Immediately started chomping on them. And I'm like, dude, those are so chompable. Leo, these are delicious.
You chomp them? You see the little teeth marks in them? It's like,
they stay there forever.
They stay there forever. Yes. Like, wow. I get it.
Okay. Next question.
I'm ready.
So it comes from Crab Rangoon, frequent member of the Lonely Hearts Club.
Frequent flyer, Miles.
I think Crab Rangoon, if someone does Crab Rangoon, you've written into the podcast so many times. We owe you
a boyfriend.
A boyfriend. Can someone please date our good friend? Can we get some miso soup in the chat to date our friend Crab Rangoon?
Would the real General So please stand up?
Crab Rangoon needs, dude. Crab Rangoon, General So's chicken. That's the combo.
That is
egg rolls can take a hike.
Dude, as far as I'm concerned. Egg rolls. Have you ever had an egg roll?
Yes.
Need I say
Everyone goes nuts for egg rolls. They go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over egg rolls.
Nah, dude. It's Crab Rangoon or bust in this household. It's sweet and sour chicken, fried rice, Crab Rangoon on site.
Sweet and sour chicken is kind of for children, but I
love sweet and sour chicken.
Sweet and sour chicken is the ranch dressing of Chinese food. Do you know what I mean?
I think I think General So's chicken is the ranch dressing of Chinese. It's the Catalina at the very least.
Why would you say something so wrong on this podcast? Why are you attacking me personally?
I don't know.
Do you mean orange chicken? I think you mean orange chicken.
General So's chicken.
You're just wrong.
Listen to me right now.
How dare you call General So's the Catalina?
Shut up. If you go to China, and you say, how? General So? They'll be like, who? Because that's not someone that they recognize. They'd be like someone coming over here and being like, where's the Jimmy Neutron hot dog that you guys eat all the time? Can I have that? General So is a made up character from a cartoon.
Do you think Colonel Sanders fought General So in Vietnam?
No, that would have been in the Korea.
Korea and Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Colonel. I like Colonel Sanders.
I like the Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. But it'd be like going to China and be like, can I have the Timmy Turner tater tots?
No, they would know exactly what you're talking about.
No, they don't know. There's no such thing as General So's not real. It doesn't matter. Carry on.
General So's there's a documentary about it.
They eat dogs and crickets over there. They're not eating General So's chicken. I'm just telling you right now. I think it's fine too. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but you're not going to walk up to a street vendor in Beijing and be like, "One General Tso's chicken, please." And he's not going to give that to you. I'm not
getting anything at a market in Beijing. I tell you what, I'm not starting COVID 2.
Which?
Let's go to the market near the lab. See what happens.
What is
one
this?
Guy got
what
a little hungry.
Hey, check it out. We've come all the way here to China, and there's a bunch of, look at these. There's a bunch of food vendors, and there's like a bat exhibit over there. What is it? It's Fauci Square. This is what a wonderful place that we've discovered. Wow. Let's eat everything we find and also lick the ground.
Crab Rangoon. It's funny that we introed this way because there's a little sad face emoji above this question.
No, it's a bummer question.
I'm sorry, Crab Rangoon. Question for the pod.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about going to therapy before getting into another relationship? I dated a guy 3 years ago. It was deeply codependent and emotionally manipulative. I've since healed. It's been 3 years. I'm open to dating again. A mentor of mine encouraged me to seek therapy, but it's not in my budget right now. I know you don't have to be perfect to be in a relationship, but I don't want past experiences to dictate my decisions in a negative sense. Obviously, I've learned from the past. Thoughts? Thanks, guys. Edit. I should also add that I have generalized anxiety, but I've gone to therapy for that in the past. Thank you, Crab Rangoon.
Hey, thank you for listening to this episode of The Crunch. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is a stimulating intellectual conversation, but I wanted to pause the episode real quick to let you hear from some of our sponsors. We will be back right after this.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
This is a great question. I don't think it's binary. And I don't think it's... I think people think about dating as this sequential thing where you have to do A, and then you can do B, and then you can do C, and then you can do D. But that's not how humans work. Sometimes you do D and you realize, oh shoot, I'm doing D right now and I need to go back and do A, B, and C, right? Like, but I can't do A right now, so I have to just do B and be okay with it. And C is just never going to happen because of these extenuating circumstances. Like, it's messy, right? There's no way to get it perfectly in order. So you might need therapy still, but you might not know it until you're 6 months into a relationship with this other person.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean, like, that risk to me is not worth, like, not dating the guy.
I agree. Like, yeah.
You can't put your life on hold because something bad might happen, you know? Like, it's been 4 years. You've said it yourself that you feel healed, you know, or that you feel like you've had a lot of healing from this experience. Okay, so move forward. And then if you reach a point where you're like, ah, red flag, danger, whether it's you or someone else, then, like, stop explain the situation to the other person, be like, hey, you know, I'm not going to get into all the details, but I've been through this, this, and this. Just where we're at is bringing up a lot of these things. I know we've been moving, you know, forward, but can we just like stop for a second, you know, until I get these things figured out.
And it's not like a breakup thing.
It's not a breakup thing. It's like, I just don't want to get more serious than we are right now.
Yes. I need to pause. Okay.
You can do like, you can do that in a relationship.
It's your relationship. You can do that.
Yes. You can do whatever you want. If the government doesn't find you first.
If our listeners, our sweet, sweet listeners would understand that the rules they've made up in their head about how relationships work are fake.
It's just not real.
They're all fake rules.
I don't know why everyone thinks that they just have to like do a thing. This is like the third week in a row where we've had a question that's like, well, should I do this before I can get a boyfriend? Should I do this before I can get a girlfriend? It's like, shut up. Get a boyfriend.
They're selling them for free at the boyfriend store.
Yes. You can actually just go to any group, to any run club in any mid-sized city and just take a boy and put him in your van and he'll be your boyfriend. That's why they're there.
We need to tread lightly.
We do.
Men can get kidnapped too, Ethan. It's not fair.
It's not fair, you are minimizing
the experiences of
men.
I'm
not saying she should kidnap him. I'm saying she should use her feminine wiles to invite him into the van. It's different.
There's something in Proverbs 7 about this.
Yeah.
Looking for a Proverbs 7 woman.
I never read the Book of Mormon, so I don't know what you're talking about. But don't stop worrying about the sequence of events. Live your life. And don't worry about things that aren't happening. That's the other thing. It's like, I understand the generalized anxiety, right? It's very difficult to live with that. But one of the things, this is hard to tell someone with anxiety, but if something's not happening, you don't need to worry about it. You know, it's a very tough thing for someone with anxiety to understand.
I know this because Ethan tells me this all the time.
Yes. And I also tell my wife and I also tell myself. And I also tell, I mean, this is not just true for like any, this is just true for every, I think everybody experiences anxiety, even if you don't have generalized anxiety. Like there, a lot of people have anxiety about different things. It's like, oh, I'm worried that I'm not going to be able to pay the bills. Well, can you pay the bills right now? Yes. Okay. You know, what are you worried about?
Cool. Some people have generalized anxiety. Some people have generalized So's chicken. You have to laugh. We talked about how puns are funny.
That wasn't a pun.
Yeah, it was. It was a pun on the play on the word general.
Generalized so's anxiety.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess.
Hey, that's a classic Crunch title. General so's generalized anxiety. That's what the title of the episode would be.
That's fair.
If this was 2016, that's what the title would be.
Back when the titles were good. Did you see that we got like a ton more views on our YouTube episode titled Skibbity Propaganda? Like most of our episodes, we get a bunch of downloads on the audio version because that's what we've been doing forever. But on YouTube, we'll get like 100 views an episode, which is fine.
Yeah.
But on this, we did that one. It's called Skibbity Propaganda. It got like 300 views. It's like triple the amount from the other ones that we post. It's kind of funny.
That's objectively funny.
One of the most recent comment on there said, "You guys look like you kiss."
Man, middle schoolers are funnier than they were.
I know.
Holy cow.
It's funny.
That's hilarious.
I was watching us talk and I was like, we do kind of look like that. Like if you didn't know anything about us.
Man, no, that's not as funny as what he said. He said, these guys deaf kiss.
Oh.
Which is like not as funny as what you said.
I just automatically, I put it through the really filter. Funny. I put it through that, the, I tried
you,
to give him
what
the benefit
you said
of the doubt.
Is funnier. What you said is funnier than, I bet these guys are gay.
Good one, dude. You saying that's are you making being gay a punchline
during Pride Month?
Yeah,
it's pretty.
In my Valentino white bag.
Family Guy, South Park kids scared you? Yes, Worm 5593. Yes.
Do we have any more dating questions before we lose you to the internet?
Of course we do.
Yeah.
would you? I would love advice on handling a breakup in a friend group. You often say you should not avoid dating for the sake of keeping a friendship or group together. And I'm okay with that. What should you do when two friends in your squad break up? Do you make plans with those people? Are you friends individually, but not in the group? Do you just split up guys and girls like a freshman dance? I don't want to force things, but I know that friendships require work. So how do I make sure it's work and not forcing it? We're all college students in different states until August. I feel like it's harder for things to happen naturally over distance because you have to make plans to get on a call or something rather than just hanging out with people who happen to show up at lunch at the same time as you. This breakup and distance will change things a lot before we can get back to campus and let things be more casual and natural. So this person, there's a breakup happened in their friend group, or he got broken up with. And
it sounds like he's not the one they got broken up with. It sounds like it was two other friends, and he's more worried about maintaining the integrity of the friend group.
Mm, cool.
It's nice that it's summer because maybe your friends are different, but over the summer, we just like didn't talk. You know, like everyone would kind of go home and you have an internship or people would be at camp. Like people were different levels of reachable. And so you just kind of were like, all right, I'll see you when I see you. And maybe you did a 4th of July thing, whatever. And then you just reconvene when the summer was over because everyone sort of did their own thing.
Yeah.
And it was fine. Like, I don't think anybody.
I certainly wasn't hopping on Zoom calls with people from college.
Right.
That wasn't happening.
So I think time heals all wounds. I think things will even themselves out when you get back to school. But I also think that you need to respect the free will of these individuals. Like, you can't decide for them that the friend group needs to be constituted in a different way because of their breakup. Like, I would just like keep inviting everybody. And if one or both of them decide not to come, that's their decision, not yours, you know? And they might have different reasons for it. Like, one of them might just be like, I need some time. Another one might be like, I hate that girl. I'm never going to talk to her ever again. If you guys are friends with her, I don't want to be friends with you. And they might be, I'm taking a nap today. Like, it just is a different, you know, there could be totally different reasons why they might not want to come to something. But I don't think there's any reason to arbitrarily shift the constituents of the friend group. Like, let them self-select out, basically, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I think that's the best. And I don't even think you'll need to do that because by the time summer comes, the breakup will be in the rear view and it'll sort of be 3 months is a lifetime in college years.
It might as well be 2 years. It's just so different.
It's just so different.
If you're a freshman, don't get too attached to the friend group. It shifts.
Yeah.
Pre-pledging, pre-household, like, it was so different. Mm-hmm. The friend groups were so different. You're like orientation friends, mm-hmm. and then you're like first couple of class friends.
Now, you know? Now because of woke, all of my friends are orientation friends.
Nice, dude. But like, then all of a sudden you're like, you split up by major after your gen eds are done, and then you split up by, you know, fraternity or social club when you're, you know, it's your friend group shift throughout college almost year to year. It's just how it is, unless you go to a small college and you have really solid friends. Mm-hmm. Don't tell you
right.
Maybe that's different at state universities where the Newman Center is really tight and small.
Yeah.
Cause then you're like bonded by Catholicism, but at Franciscan, everyone was super Catholic. So it was like, yeah, we all have that in common.
Right. You had to find other things to bond
over. Yeah.
Yes. I wouldn't worry too much. I know I say that a lot on this particular show, Doctor, especially when I'm talking to college kids, but like, this is one of those do nothing and it will fix itself. Like, this is genuinely like an ignore
that's awesome.
It, an ignore it problem.
Yeah, there are occasionally moments on Dr. Ethan's Dating Corner where the answer to the question is, you have to act now. I'm going to DM you to make sure that you get the answer to this question before it comes out on Wednesday. Like, but this is not one of those moments.
No.
I think you're good.
Yeah.
So someone said on a related note, but I don't know what the relation is. So I'm going to go to the post on a related note. Oh, they're talking about exes. So there was a conversation on the dating corner of the Discord about exes, based on this guy's question about exes.
Okay.
And our good friend Anonymous Platypus said, on a related note, what does one do with all of the pictures with your ex on your phone? I hesitated to delete them because the relationship ended with no hard feelings.
I've never been in this situation, so I can't speak from firsthand.
You never took pictures with an ex-girlfriend?
I mean, I had pictures. I just never really take, like, even now, like, I'll take the occasional photograph of, like, my son. Like, I don't really have any pictures of Emma on my phone, you know? Like, really? We like, look through pictures on my phone, and it's, like, accidental screenshots of my lock screen. And, like, freaking, it's, like, pictures of Barron Trump and, like, weird memes that I find. Like, this one says, when the hangout has structure or is activity-based. Like, I think that's funny. And I have that saved on my phone. I don't have any photos of my wife, you know? Obviously, I'm exaggerating. I think it's fine to delete them. Like, I don't know, you broke up, so print them out, I guess, if you want to. That's a good question. Who are you saving them for? Like, you feel... This is fine to like feel weird about it because it was, you spent a part of your life with this person and you made these memories, and deleting the photos feels like you're trying to delete the memories, but you're not really deleting the memories. You'll always have the memories. But if you hold on to the photos, then it's like,
yeah. The big things, like if you went to senior prom together, that's more about keeping the memory of senior prom than it is about the person. If you keep photos, like we went to my brother's graduation, like don't just be like every photo delete, pretend they never existed. Like, keep the photos of the big moments they happen to be there for. Your future spouse hopefully will not be like, that's so weird, you have a picture with your ex-girlfriend. It's like,
yeah, at senior prom,
senior prom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One of the only things I have left over from my only other relationship, I don't even know if we still have it, but one of our friends, her stepdad was a painter, and he painted a picture of me and my ex-girlfriend at prom. Like, our prom, the reason why I brought up prom was because he painted a picture of us. I was like, that's so cool that he did that. I just kept it because it's like a nice thing.
Do you think you could bring it to him and have him put Phoebe in it instead of the
That would be so funny to do.
Really, if it just like edit it slightly, because you can paint over anything.
You can't. That's what they don't tell you.
It would look like the fresco that woman tried to fix of Jesus. Or his face gets all messed up.
If I find it one day, I'll send a picture of it to you, because it's kind of funny, but it's good.
You could also, if you really are worried about this, you could painstakingly Photoshop her out of every single one of the photos.
Dude, I was
you'd have just a bunch of pictures of you.
I was cooking Nick's girlfriend during the wedding this week, because every time we took a photo, I was like, Anna, stand on the end. Dude, just in case.
It's so mean.
I'm just kidding. No, I told her to stand in the middle, so we're committing. I said, you're staying in the middle. And they were like, Patrick, that's where the bride and the groom go. I'm like, no, we're committing.
Yeah. It's the unique privilege of being the oldest brother who's married, is you get to see everything for the game that it really is, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, unless you're engaged, you're not really part of this family.
They have like a little fight, and I'm like, that doesn't matter. That's not a big deal.
Yeah. Well, you guys, you're gonna break up. You're gonna break up because you didn't give her half of your cookie. All right, I guess.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's a good podcast for me tonight, I think.
Yeah, dude, you gotta. you're the bucket man for the catamaran.
I think I'm now the rudder man. I'm the rudder man. I'm manning the rudder.
Catamarans have like lookout.
No, they don't. I wish that they did, but I'm manning
it's
the
a
rudder.
Pleasure vehicle.
Yeah. I don't like it when people say that.
I don't even think you can sail across the Pacific in a catamaran.
Father Anthony tweeted today that he doesn't like the phrase nocturnal adoration. That's how I feel about the phrase pleasure vehicle. Just like a weird, like, I don't think we should say that. You know,
taking it from the guy who went to the butt shack.
I did go to the butt shack today, and I cleaned up.
That's good.
Yeah,
wipe well.
Because the butt shack is a little old place. We did the same thing.
Yeah, I was doing that with the butt shack earlier. I was thinking that the butt shack could be a little old place where we can. together, but we can't say that on the podcast.
No, now you gotta make Ryan edit a word out 30 minutes into the show.
Don't, it's right at the end. You can just go to the end and go back.
Yeah, I hope so. Hopefully he caught that. If not, then you've ruined us financially.
I'll never be able to recover from this.
This podcast is supported primarily by the generosity of our listeners. We are able to do this 3 times a week, every week for the last 8 years, because there are people that believe in what we do and give us money to keep doing it. If you like this show and you think it provides some type of public service, either in entertainment or otherwise, please go to patreon.com/thecrunch. The $10 a month tier gets you an extra episode every week. There's 78 of them now. That's 78 hours of bonus content that you get just for $10.
Including 2 watch-along podcasts from two of the best films ever made, The Hunchback of Notre Dame and DreamWorks Over the Hedge.
I know. We owe them the Emperor's New Groove one. I don't know when we're going to do that.
We really do.
Yeah.
Gosh. Any day now.
It's coming.
All we sometime. Have to do is sit down and watch a movie. The most easy of tasks.
It would be so much easier if we could figure out a way to do it with our wives. So that way it's not, because the problem is, it's like, sorry, babe, I know I've been working all day, but I'm going to go watch a movie online with my friend, my guy friend, Patrick. I'll be in the closet giggling.
Who's not here?
Like, who's not here?
Virtual, it's virtual. This is even worse.
It's just such a hard sell.
Like, how could we even, like, even if we, our patrons would mind Phoebe and Emma being on the show with us, but how do we all four of us have headphones?
Right. It's just a nearly impossible task.
It's not just tenable. When the next time all four of us are in the same place,
yeah,
and we have childcare, and we are also in the mood to watch a movie.
And make content out of
that's
it.
That's just never going to happen. That's too many things.
That's like when Zeus freaking did the planets and the Hades came out of the boat. It's too many alignment. You know the movie I'm talking about.
Hercules?
No, A Bug's Life.
That was so quick. You're like, yeah, you know, when Zeus and Hades from A Bug's Life, right after the grasshopper is about to take all the grain, Zeus comes down from the sky and says, oh, that's good.
Patrick, you have anything else for the people?
The putt check. There's a little place where we can putt together.
Thank you all for listening. Please pray for us. We'll be praying for you, and we will see you all next time.
You talked about the putt shack on the other episode.
I did.
Dang it. I thought it was this one.
That's all right.
Oh, well.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee. Then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown.
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6. All just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.